We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Bill Plaschke, the LA Times, is with us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. The headline from his column today, on a night when Lakers fans should celebrate LeBron James's feat, it feels awfully gloomy. So bizarre, Bill. Thanks for joining us. LeBron passes Michael Jordan, and nobody seems to care. It's wild. And he's getting, people are apathetic in L.A. What do you make of it? What do you make of the scene last night?
Well, I make of it. You all saw the scene where he was crying into his towel, after he set the record. He appeared to be crying into his towel, sitting by himself. There's some talk that he's crying to himself. He wished he had stayed in Cleveland.
Yeah, right.
Because it would have been. It was. We actually were saying that last night, that this really belonged in Cleveland. This didn't belong in L.A. He hasn't. And he's done again. A lot of this is his fault. He's never really done anything to outreach, to embrace the L.A. fan, to become part of the Lakers, to become part of the fabric. And so the fans, he never held an introductory press conference when he got here. He pulled a pizza prank. Anyway, he's done a lot of things, and then he's kind of, he tried to get the coach fired, tried to get the players traded. So when the game started, it was also bizarre. He missed four free throws in the first quarter, and he was booed. I mean, fans are now booing him.
Yeah.
They're not booing the Lakers. They're booing him. So when he set the record and passed Michael Jordan, there was a nice applause. There was a standing ovation, but it wasn't very long. It wasn't very loud, and he never acknowledged the crowd. He never acknowledged it. It was like a visiting player. And so at first, I think we all felt very awkward. It was uncomfortable. It was really, felt like a real big dud. But as it went on and we realized after the game how much this meant to him, it was kind of sad.
Yeah.
He set this record, and he had nobody to chair with.
Yeah,
and that's why I'm doing this. Usually I don't do a lot of out-of-town shows, but I'm doing this show in Cleveland because I want people in Cleveland to know that people in L.A., kind of think he should have been back there. This moment belonged to you guys. And it clearly, this was the price I think athletes pay when they change teams as much as they do and when they follow their own career paths and don't remain loyal to a city. This is what happens. He was treated like a visiting player here, and that's a shame. That's just a shame.
It's a great point, Bill, and you're 100% right. Had he stayed in Cleveland, let's say even if the Cavs were having a disappointing season, like let's say they were under 500 and maybe even scuffling, fans would have gone absolutely bananas when that happened last night, no matter what. And obviously, if the Cavs were playing well, it would have been even more. But still, even if the Cavs stunk with him, the fans would have gone crazy last night if that happened in Cleveland, and instead it's ho-hum. It's amazing.
Well, he was talking after the game. It was also sad, very poignant, talking about being this kid growing up in Akron, Ohio, playing in the snow, wanting to be like MJ. And we're like, Akron, Ohio is foreign to us. It doesn't mean anything to us.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
It doesn't mean anything to us.
Yes.
And how much would it have been there?
Amazing.
And how much? And do you all think, you all know him? First off, I guarantee you people in Cleveland know him better than we know him because we don't really know him. Because he's made no effort to really get to know us, as far as the fans, the whole L.A. scene. Do you think he regrets coming here? Do you think there's any chance he regrets leaving Cleveland?
I do. I think there's a part of him. I think there's a part of him, obviously, that's wants to be in Hollywood and wants to do movies and TV.
Right.
And I think that part of him, no. But yes, the love he gets when he's in the years he played here. There's got to be a part of him that misses that because that's the reason he came back the second time, because he missed that and he didn't like being the villain in Miami, and that's part of the reason he came back to win a title in his hometown. So, yes, the fans here loved him when he was here. And so, yes, I do think, Bill, you're right that I think there's probably a part of him that regrets leaving right now.
Yeah, this belonged back. This truly belonged back there. And that's part of the reason the fans haven't really connected with him is that he's clearly here for his business brand.
Yep.
He's here to do movies, to do his talk shows, to do his music. He's here for that. and basketball doesn't seem to be his focus right now. In fact, he did something that you guys are probably, you know, again, we're not that familiar with him, but we know that he's got a real photographic memory. And he describes plays as they happen after games in sequence. Well, he met the other day, he was describing one of his bad plays he made, and he had the wrong guys on the court. I mean, he's not the same LeBron focus-wise, intensity-wise, that he was there. Now some of this is because the team is so bad, and some of this is because I think he feels, last night, he looked like he felt lost. I mean, the teammates barely congratulated him. He was on the bench with his face in a towel by himself, three seats between him and anybody else. And then he gets up, and he doesn't even acknowledge the fans. Doesn't even acknowledge them. Doesn't wave. Doesn't do anything. That would not have happened in Cleveland.
Talking to Bill Plaschke of the LA Times. Bill, we were joking about this earlier, and I'm not sure either of us really laughed that hard about, okay, Kobe's next on the list.
Oh, he's going to get booed.
LeBron were to do that, he'd get booed.
Joke. That's no joke. That is no joke. We talked about it last night. He won't get booed, but Kobe will get more. Kobe will show up that night and get more cheers. The way that what he's got, if he's going to pass Kobe Bryant on the all-time scoring list next year, which he surely will do, he's got to do it on the road. I'm serious. At this point, he needs to do that on the road, because it would be so awkward and uncomfortable if he does it here. Because, everything, Kobe's legacy has only been enhanced by LeBron being here, because Kobe would never have let him not make the playoffs. I mean, people believe that. People believe Kobe, and Kobe had back in 2013, tore his Achilles and still led him to the playoffs.
Yep.
A terrible team. So, Kobe's, you're right. That's not a joke. People here are talking about that. They're saying maybe he should schedule it. Unless things change and they get a superstar this summer and they're back in the playoff race and he's becoming the LeBron James that you guys know that we don't really know yet, if he's becoming the old LeBron James, it'll work. But if not, if it's the same as it is this year, he better break that record on the road, because it would be too awkward to do it at Staples Center.
Doesn't it feel like, Bill, that next year is the last hope? Like maybe this year it's just the injury, because he was playing better and obviously the team was playing better before he got hurt, and then everything that happened with all the trade stuff and the Luke Walton stuff and the injury has kind of spiraled out of control. But if he can bounce back next year and they can add some, you know, frontline talent. But I feel like if it doesn't happen next year, then it's over already. What do you think?
Yeah, I think the Laker officials have told me they believe they have two more years. But they told me this early in December. I think you're right. I think the window is down the wall, because we see what he's like physically. He's not up to playing 82 anymore. He's still hurting from his groin injury. He missed the 18 games this year. There's not a lot of rubber left on those tires. We can see that now. He's starting to get old quick. I think you're right. I think he's got one more year here, as far as one more year to be efficient, to one more year to bring him a championship. And if he doesn't bring him a championship, then it's been a failure. It just had anything less than a title from him coming here has been a failure. Because he's not going to, because people have seen all-stars. The top four scorers in the NBA now, all four played for the Lakers. So the Lakers have seen this before. They want championships. They want intensity. They want leadership. And they, you know, if they don't see that out of him, if he can't bring him a championship, his tenure here will be a failure. And you wonder how long that tenure will be, actually. I mean, it's 3 years guaranteed. But, you know, people wondered last night, what if he just gets tired of it here? But I doubt that because we know why he's here.
Yep.
His business is great. But I guarantee you this. If he doesn't improve his on-court image, his Hollywood influence is going to weaken. I'm telling you, it's based on him being the best player ever to play, the greatest player on earth. If he loses his credibility on the court, that's going to bleed into the boardrooms. I guarantee you that.
Bill, we certainly saw it here in Cleveland. I don't think it's a secret anywhere now when it comes to LeBron and coaches and not agreeing and possibly – you know, making way for coaches to get out. As far as Luke Walton's concerned, it seemed like Luke really came a long way last year as far as getting a lot of those young guys to buy into a team philosophy. So where do the fans stand on Luke Walton? Like, is there a groundswell of support that, you know, hey, I mean, I know they don't like LeBron James right now, but is there a groundswell of support that, man, Luke Walton's a good coach and we're just going to let him, you know, walk out the door pretty much?
Yeah, people really like Luke, and they think he hasn't really had a chance, and they know LeBron doesn't like him. By the way, does LeBron, I guess you're all familiar with this, His body language is terrible.
Oh, the worst we've ever seen. The worst we've ever seen. Yeah.
So it's always been like this.
What?
Oh my.
No, not always. It's not always been like this, Bill. This is worse than we've seen it at times like it is now, but we haven't consistently seen it this bad ever. I don't think.
Really?
Yeah.
How about his passive aggressiveness?
That's always been there.
Okay. Yeah, we're learning a lot about here. Holy moly! So Luke's going to get fired probably within 24 hours at the end of the season, and the fans, that puts more pressure on LeBron because the fans are going to put it on LeBron, which is true. LeBron wants his own guy. He's going to bring in Ty Lue, who's a former Laker, but people view him as a LeBron lackey. So, I mean, how's that going to work? You think Ty Lue can work out here?
I doubt it.
Adam, you said this about body language. I want to pose this to Bill because I think, like, we did see this at times in Cleveland, but I think the thing is he did have some support, whether it was you had fan support because, hey, he's LeBron James and he's from the area and you had teammates that certainly respected him. But those same teammates weren't necessarily on the trade block. And I think in L.A., the reason you're seeing it to this extreme, Bill, and you could certainly comment on this better than us, is that does he have anybody, like, as an ally? Does he have anybody that's in support of him right now within the organization? Other than Magic Johnson, is there somebody that's eager to go to LeBron's defense?
Not really. Rajon Rondo, maybe. Did you see Rondo last night?
Yeah.
He came to the bench, and he sat on the courtside seats. Didn't even sit anywhere near the bench. That's Rajon's his guy, but together on the court, they're terrible. Their plus minus is a minus 18 or something when they're on the court together. That's really only his guy. We were talking last night. I guess Richard Jefferson has a talk show now or something. But there was a couple of Cavs that were tweeting the celebratory thing for LeBron. LeBron's friends are elsewhere. Yeah. They're not here. They are not here. And you could just see. And that's the sad part of it. It's his own doing. But he seemed very, very much, very much alone here.
Bill, speaking of disasters, how big a disaster is it having the Chargers in L.A. and not in San Diego?
Why are you bringing that up? I got to pile on.
I got to pile on.
Baker Mayfield, so suddenly you guys are the dang Green Bay Packers.
That's right.
Okay, I get it. You win five games, whatever the hell you won. Now you're.
They won seven, Bill. Seven.
I think yes, it was. It's been disastrous. But we didn't want we didn't want them. We don't need them. They belong in San Diego. They don't belong here. We're very sensitive here about taking a team from a city that really wants them. That San Diego wanted them. We went from zero football to two football teams.
Nuts.
That's too much.
Yeah.
That's too much. So that's not going to work out. But they're going to move to a new stadium in a couple of years with the Rams, and maybe that'll do better.
Yeah,
but I don't know. But yeah, y'all get rid of Hugh Jackson, and suddenly y'all think you're hot stuff.
That's
okay.
Right. Hey, Bill, at least you got the Dodgers, right?
The Dodgers have won as many championships in the last 30 years as the Indians.
That's true.
We're scuffing on all ends right now, guys. We're not doing. However, there's some talk if the USC coach has been in a lot of trouble.
Luke?
People are chanting USC football. People are chanting for Urban Meyer to come out here. And I'm saying, no way. No way does USC want Urban Meyer.
No, you want Hugh Jackson, right, Bill? Hugh.
He's a SoCal guy.
Do you agree? would you all take Urban Meyer if you're USC?
I would probably, but I don't have a lot of respect for Urban Meyer right now. I don't like what happened last summer.
Yeah.
I was very angry about that. I was very outspoken, and Ohio State fans were mad at me about it. But as a pure coach, from just a pure coaching standpoint, yeah. I mean, but I don't think he's ready to come out of retirement just yet. Maybe I'm nuts. We'll see.
Yeah, it's good. Blah. But anyway, yeah, things are not great out here right now. Again, the Lakers, they didn't make the playoffs. I thought LeBron James was going to guarantee us they're going to get in the playoffs. What happened?
Hey, Bill, if UCLA's looking for a basketball coach and the Lakers obviously part ways with Luke Walton, could that happen? Luke to UCLA?
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to push for it. But I think UCLA's going to try to make a hire pretty quick. Luke will probably still be employed until UCLA buys it. But no, I think he'd be a good coach. You guys like Luke. He played there.
Yeah.
We love Luke.
Supposedly,
everybody loves Luke. Yeah. Everybody loves
except
Luke.
LeBron. Except LeBron. Everybody LeBron. Loves him.
Except LeBron.
All right, when are you on around the horn next, Bill?
I was on today, and they talked all about LeBron. So he runs. It's amazing. It's like when Kevin Durant. Did you remember the Kevin Durant quotes earlier this year about not wanting to play with LeBron because of the toxicity? I ripped him and said he's a big baby, but he's right. How come y'all didn't tell us this?
Yeah.
He's right about LeBron. It's crazy around him. It's a crazy – he's changed the whole environment around the team. Just logistically, physically, it's crazy. We had no idea what was coming. We had no idea what was going to hit us. No clue.
Bill, let's wrap it up with this. Give me your miserable rankings, the top three miserable guys in the NBA, Durant, Kyrie, LeBron. Rank them in order of who's most to least miserable right now.
Oh, Kyrie is always miserable, and I don't know why. He's the saddest guy ever. Durant. But then LeBron probably is loving all this. He still has his Hollywood. That's why he's here. He's probably happy. We all think he's crying. He's probably happy.
Yeah. Bill, we appreciate the time, man. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks, Bill.
All right. Bill Plaschke of the LA Times.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.